And of course, again, as I said, I'm your humble host and your fellow fanboy, doing best that I can to enlighten and entertain you with the Hero Smash Show. That's enough for now. Come back soon.
Meanwhile, back on Earth.
Yeah.
Back. Time you guys gonna get here? I've been waiting forever, man. Sitting in the arcade and I'm just like,
while back on Earth. How you doing, everybody? I'm chilling in my room. I'm just trying to get in the mood to do this venture. Some simple plan.
Dreamer. Storyteller.
I know most writer.
Dreamer.
Rapper. Hi, my name is Henry Shell, and this is the real life story behind Planet Shell, the Hero Smash Show, and the many, many other creative sides of me, which you are about to know.
Make some noise, rock the world before your time runs out. Let them know what you're about and just make some noise. Rock the world, no matter what your game. Make sure the whole world remembers your name. Make some noise, rock the world before my time runs out. You know what I'm about, I'ma make some noise. Rock the world, so when I'm out the game.
Alright, so yeah, I'm back. Doing that CBC radio podcasting background information talk. Mr. Henry Shell with you again. Sorry for cutting off that last talk so abruptly. Let me turn up this music a bit. Give you some background information. That's a little bit too loud. Give me something soft and easy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into WSHL Live right here on Planet Shell. Mega Mix Radio, your host. Your DJ and host for the night, your MC, Mr. Henry Shell himself. No, Mr. Shell Rock on the one and twos. Right now, we're listening to The Fray, the latest album from 2009. What tune are we playing right now? I don't know. I'll catch you back on the rebound, but let's listen to it right now as we move. Selector. Yeah.
Is this so?
Yeah. Come on. Sing. Woo! There is something here. Right. Whoa, okay, alright. I'm bugging out. Alright, yeah, sorry. Got sidetracked there for a bit. Anyway, so what were we talking about? So in the last episode I was talking about my influences, podcasting, CBC Radio, which is all talk radio. For those of you who are not in Canada, CBC Radio, CBC is the biggest network, or really one of the oldest networks in Canada for television, but they also have a couple radio stations. And their radio station, CBC Radio 1, is all about bringing mostly pretty much talk radio. You have talk shows on different subjects. You have feature-length documentary type presentations, half an hour long shows, 2 hour long shows sometimes. They're mostly commercial free. You have all those comedic type shows. I played a sample of Wiretap on the last talk that I just did. And I also, why do I feel like this music is so loud? I'm gonna turn it down. All right, there we go. So as I was saying, so the point of this conversation here is just to, I'm just trying to bring everything full circle and give everybody a clear picture as to who Henry Shell is and how Planet Shell came to be. So I've always had my musical roots, recording hip hop and all of that. Reggae has been a huge part of my musical roots, of being of Jamaican background, Jamaican descent, though I am born in Canada. But Toronto, T.O, has a huge population of Jamaican immigrants. I'm second generation, my parents are those from the first generation. And not only Jamaican, but island in general. You have Trinis, you have Bajan, you have a lot of them, but Jamaican pretty much runs it. And you have the Caravana Parade every summer. The Caravana is one of the biggest carnival parades in North America. in the world for that matter. I know Trinidad has probably the biggest carnival, but Caravana in Toronto every summer, August, first weekend in August, that's a big thing. Look it up if you never heard of it. Even Ludacris, on his last album or a couple albums back 2 years ago, he even mentions it in his song about going back to Toronto every August for the Caravana parade. I forget the name of the song. That song was about the girls, something about the girls. I don't know. Maybe I'll look it up. Look it up and insert a piece of it. But I'm just saying all this to say that I'm just like, I can't help but being who I am. I have so much different influences from so many different sources, from my island roots to my North American upbringing in Toronto, Canada / the GTA. Of course, back in the days in the 80s when I was growing up in elementary school and junior high, though we had a higher population of Jamaican people or island people, it was very common for us to be spread out and to be minorities in school. So, of course, our culture at home was grossly overshadowed when we step out into the world and go to school. I mean, it was commonplace. We were the only, you know, I would be one or of two or three black people in my whole class, if not my whole grade at school. And that was a regular thing. So it's like, you can't help but be influenced. If you want to have friends, you want to, you know, play with other kids, you're going to end up doing what they do and learning their culture. So it's all about the rock and roll and the heavy metal and the hardcore. If it's not heavy metal and hard rock, then you have the preppy kids and their polo t-shirts and whatnots. So these are the things that you end up going through in high school, or that I ended up going through. And I mean, it's not different than you know immigrants today from the Indians and the Asians or whatever. But I don't want to ramble too much, which I feel like I'm doing right now, so let me just get back on track here. So anyways, I have multiple influences. On another entry, I'll go more depth into the cool years and the music from back then and the culture from what I call the fresh years. But let me see, we've gone 6 minutes now, so let's get back to the point. CBC Radio and podcasting, it's just one of many slices of the pie. But listening to CBC Radio and how just the amount, I've just been so impressed by how many creative different ways they could present audio programming that's engaging and entertaining, intellectually stimulating, and just such a variety that it really lit a little spark in me over the last 3 years. That, again, coupled with listening to the different podcasts around the internet, Hollywood Saloon, I've mentioned them before, Fanboy Radio, those guys do good work. There's another one called Nowhere in Mulberry. They do strictly pop culture. I'll probably talk about all this stuff on other entries. But I have a little, it's ignited a little passion and a little intrigue and interest in seeing what I can do. And at the end of 2010 here, after losing my job over the last 5 years I was there, I hated being there, but the one thing that good came that came out of the job that I was there over the last 5 years is the being soaked in the world of podcasting and the internet and all the things that's out there and the things you can do with it. And since I'm just coming out of my depression, 2009, and I happen to have all this time on my hands while I'm trying to figure out what next and what to do with my life from here, I guess I could say I'm thankful that I've just decided and I've finally been able to take a time and take time and put together, get my feet wet and finally jump in and see what I can do in the world of podcasting. And that's how it goes. So Obviously, my podcasts are going to be geared towards the things I'm interested in. Thus, you get the Hero Smash Show and fanboy stuff there. And, of course, music. I got to incorporate music, obviously, because that's just who I am. And telling stories in general and reminiscing on the good old days, as they say, because that's what I've been doing a lot lately since 2009 started, and haven't had much to look forward to in life. That's what you end up doing. You end up looking back a lot. Looking back and reminiscing and wishing you can go back. And if not doing that, the flip side of that is just finding anything you can to escape. Thus, indulging into fanboy stuff, sci-fi, fantasy, wherever I can get it, all of that stuff. That's where I've been for the last year or so. I don't know. If there's a God, and I don't know. If there's a God and there's some kind of purpose or design to my life, all I can say is maybe now, after all these years of sitting in limbo and not getting anywhere, the last year of just being soaked in all of this fanboy stuff and podcasting and CBC radio over all the last 6, 7, 8 years, maybe this will turn out to be what makes my life become something. I don't know. That's part of the reason why I'm doing this, these podcasts. I don't know. I just need to express myself and find a reason to live, get up every day and go get beyond just existing and move to really living again. So that's about as deep as I want to get. I've gotten a little bit too emotional here, so I don't want to turn people off. So I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to go out on this phrase song, singing in the background. It's kind of mellow, so we'll leave it at that for now. Thanks again. Back here on Earth, I'll meet you guys another day. Till then, have a good night, good day, wherever you are. Henry Shell signing out.